Record.
Hello everyone, this is Nod, and this video is going to be an overview of Robert's Rhythm Rage Level Creator version 6, which is going to be released quite soon. So I have a lot of ground to cover here, and hopefully I'm not going to be missing anything, but first of all, Rhythm Rage. For those of you who don't know what Rhythm Rage is, it's basically a game that revolves around you pressing keys to a beat, but each level is actually coded, so you literally have to program what sounds to play and what you should react to. And back when Rhythm Rage was released, the only way to do that was to actually write programs as text files and then use those. And the program Rhythm Rage itself would convert that into a playable level. But Robert made this program, right now it's in BGT, and it enables you to basically do the same thing, but do it with just keys. It's kind of like an audio editor, if you think about it, but it's a little less advanced than one. And once you're done, you could just copy the level file over from your working folder into your pack. In fact, you can even just run the level creator from the folder of your pack that you're working on, and that way you don't even need to copy or anything. And it will just run, in theory. So, first what I'm going to do is I'm going to run the creator, and I'm going to show you what happens when you start it up if you have two or more levels in your folder. Excuse me for the announcements. It's going to take a while for me to start. There we go. You have two levels. So, these two levels,
08 LVL, 01 LVL.
There's a 01 and a 08. This is the example pack, and I created a level yesterday. But we're going to be creating a new level.
Create new level.
So I'm going to be pressing enter on that.
Type in the name for your file without the .lvl extension. If left blank, it will be generated LVL blank.
So I'm going to type in 02.
New file dialog. Created new file. Okay.
So this is a completely new level, and the music just changed because now we're in the setup process.
Name, level name, blank.
So it's going to ask you for some little things that the level needs to have in it. In this case, first it's asked me for the name of the level, which I'm going to type in as test.
Name, volume for music, blank.
Volume for music is -6.
Music name, blank.
Music name. It doesn't matter because I'm not going to be actually playing it, but let's say select
level
music.
C-R-C.
Actually,
music name,
let's
music
see
name.
What it's actually
icon
called.
Example, icon 3 of 6 example. Select level, mute, select level, select level, music name, icon 2 of music name. Fix icon main, music name, select level music, jingle plan.
Jingle is, I don't actually know.
Fail
generic.
Fail. Seek dialogue. Seek value is 1. Okay.
So, we've done with the initial setup steps. Well, okay, not exactly. Because now it asks me for the seek value. Seek value is the value that the program starts on when it starts reading your level.
Correct. No settings dialogue. You have not saved any options. Please take the time.
Now, each level has its own little options panel that you have to customize first before anything else. So it's going to ask me a few more questions on what I want enabled.
Early dialogue. Do you want the early attributes? Yes. Late dialogue. Do you want the late attributes?
Yes.
Old split dialogue. Do you want the old split comment?
Yes.
For split macro dialogue. Gelato macros and the current macro.
I'm going to say yes to that.
Press loop. Pain.
Now, one more thing. The looping parameter for the seek for playback, so it's either going to say
from beginning, B.
Loop from beginning
from seek value, S.
Or loop from seek value, which you can change, It's just that it's a text file that you have to actually change.
Do not loop end.
Or do not loop. In this case, I'm going to say from loop beginning, from B. Beginning.
Cursor dialog, you must have a value greater or equal to 250 for your cursor. Okay.
Now, this is probably the last thing that it's going to ask you for, is the cursor. The cursor is basically what the left and right arrow keys do when you're in the level. I'm going to go for a value of 300.
Select music file. Press space to play the highlighted file. Set music.
Oh yeah, here we go. So, in the earlier versions, it would just play a generic music file that you could then mess with. But here, if you actually, you can actually play the music file that you want
the level
to have. And these menus actually have first letter navigation, which is really cool.
Select level music aux.
So I'm going to click on this, and it's going to start playing, and I'm going to pause it immediately by pressing backslash. Another thing I can do is to change the volume of the music that I'm working on by pressing 1 and 2. So I'm going to make it a little quieter, and I'm going to show you some commands. To do that, I'm going to hire the help of the help menu, which you can access by pressing H. So here there's a list of commands, but there's also a learn keys mode, which is what I'm going to be using. So I'm going to get rid of this music a little bit, or at least turn it down, and I'm going to show you a few keys. So first, we have the arrows. Up arrow,
restart at beginning.
Down arrow,
restart at seek value.
Left arrow,
move backward one measurement of the cursor.
And right arrow,
move forward one measurement of the cursor.
So, help. Let's test this out. So, now we can move around. So, now that we know how to move around, there's a few things that a Rhythm Rage level has in it. There's play sounds, which are basically just sounds that will signal the player that an action needs to be done, but they're automatic. Or an action, which means how far away after that play sound you actually have to do something, or in some cases, do an action more than once without a new play sound. So maybe it would be play sound once and then you have to do something 3 times, for example. And one more thing is the hold actions, which require the player to hold a key and let it go at a certain time. So the way these work is with the following keys. Tab. Excuse me for the fan. Can't really do anything about that. Tab is play line. Spaces,
press action.
Enter,
start hold action.
Is start hold, and backspace is
end hold action.
End hold.
Help.
So, I'm going to mess around with this, but in order for this to make an actual level, I'm going to first make some custom sounds. The reason for that is because I actually want to test this out if it works as a real level. So, I'm going to press V, which is going to open the file viewer. Now, this is a menu that allows you to view all files,
level,
just the level itself,
tutorial.
The tutorial, which we're going to get into briefly at the end,
aliases.
The aliases,
macros.
The macros, we're going to get into that in a bit,
add sounds.
Or add sounds.
Add sounds.
No, that's what I'm interested in.
Press space to check the attributes you would like to add sounds to. Enter when done. Attributes list.
So, I need a sound for a play action.
Macro. Play early. Ends. Hold. Press play.
I need a sound for a play.
Space to play. Enter to add. Backspace to go back to attributes list. Escape when done. Sounds list. Perfect jingle log. Okay jingle log. Perfect jingle log. One bad og. One bad og. One early og. One fail og.
Let's see.
One bad og.
I'm going
one final og. One high log.
To go for...
One final og.
This?
Oh.
Hey! 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 Oh, this actually plays and pauses. That's cool.
Hey!
I'm going to add this.
Added.
And I'm also going to add...
One day odd.
That.
Added. Press space to check. Play.
Now.
Press play.
This has been unchecked. Wait, did I check that? I don't know if I did.
Checked.
Let's
space to play.
Check
one day odd.
Re-add.
Added. One day added. Press space to check. Map. Achievement. Early. Hold.
Okay.
Press play. Press play.
Let's
check.
Uncheck
press,
that.
Check.
And the press actions are going to have the sound of.
Space to play. Enter one day log. One two log.
This.
Added. Press space to check the attributes you would like to add. Play. Press. Object. Hold.
Now I'm going to add a hold and a stop holding
checked.
Sound, which I don't really
space to play. Enter
know
log.
What it should be.
Play log. Big one og. Big two. Big og. Play log. Fail generic og. Fail jingle. Fall one og. Fall. Run one og, run
I don't
og.
Really know.
Run three og, ping og.
Oh, that's the music. Oh crap,
three,
it just loaded all that.
Ping og, ping og. Ping load log. Menu move og, menu.
Oh, that's right.
Menu music og, name og. New og. Name menu move og.
Okay. Let's do this.
One early og. One bad og. One early og. Menu move og.
Let's have this as the hold.
Added. Press space to play. Hold. Object. End.
And let's, for the ends, that's the hold end.
Check. Space to play. Enter the add. Menu music og.
This.
Menu move og. One bad. One early og. One.
That.
Added. Press space to check the
attributes. So, now
like
that we've
add.
Got the sounds added.
Macro.
Let's configure them.
Achieve, late, early, fail,
because all
fail.
These other ones I don't need.
End.
So, I'm going to explain why you need this, because when you write lines into your level by default, it's going to write with a name equals and then nothing, which is the name of the sound that needs to be played in that case. But if you add one of those custom sounds, that line will actually be filled in with that custom sound, so Rhythm Rage can actually use it, and I won't need to edit the level manually once I'm done. So
press play.
I'm pressing the left and right brackets to switch categories. This is in the normal level screen, by the way, so I can actually listen to the music and everything. Switch up a little bit. So we have the play action.
One day. Assign one day.
Assign.
Press.
No.
One choose. Assign one choose.
I assigned the wrong sound.
Play one dial.
There. That's what I want.
Assign one dial. One day. One dial.
You can also press
E-choose.
Dot to play the sound.
Press. Hold.
No. Wrong key.
Menu move.
Assign.
Assign menu move.
This.
End. One bad. Assign one bad.
So, we have the sounds, and they should, in theory, be able to be played. So the first thing I'm going to do now is I'm going to make two things. I'm just going to press tab space at some point in the file. And then I'm going to play it back because you can actually play it back. There we go. So I just did a tab space. Now, if you want to look at that.
File viewer. All file level. File viewer.
I'm going to look at that.
Test.
That's the name of the level.
Music volume minus 6. Music name. Select level. Music jingle. Fail generic. Debug mode C1. Open. Play name 1 dial time 1830. Action name 1 choose time 2320. Fail early late key space. Play name 1 dial time 2780. Action name 1 choose time 3250. Fail early late key space. Action name.
So. Now if you unpause. We have the two sounds right there. Also, if you start from the beginning and you press P,
T1 dial 1830.
That is the line which tells it what is going to be played next in the queue, because there's actually a text file that it writes while you're doing this that tells it what sounds to play that you've already recorded. So, you can mess around with this as much as you want, but what if you want to make it a little easier on you? To do that, you need a combination of aliases and macros. So to demonstrate this, I'm going to have to turn aliases on by pressing G. Aliases are basically assignable little things to actions that you that it automatically assigns if you have this on. So the reason why you need these is because the macros are going to use them, because macros are basically just a string of aliases that have a specific offset of time, and you have to, it basically saves you time from having to type each one in every time. So to demonstrate this, I'm going to also turn on auto macro mode.
PG.
And I'm going to write a short test, and the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to change the play sound first, because why not?
Hold, press play.
So I'm going to change it from Heil to
Hey
by pressing slash.
Aside one day.
Did I actually talk about the keys? You know, the left bracket, right bracket changes categories. Apostrophe and semicolon goes between the different sounds. Dot plays that sound, and slash assigns the sound that's going to be in use. Okay, so now I have aliases on, and I also have auto macros on. Yes, I do. What auto macro does is every time an alias is written, it will automatically add it to a macro. Now, this doesn't work, like the macros don't work outside of Rhythm Rage if you're just going to paste in a macro, but the actions themselves do. So I'm going to write a little thing with two plays, and then a hold, and an end hold. So here we go. So that just made four aliases, well no, three aliases, and put those automatically into a macro.
User complex.
Now, I just turned auto macro off, and that made a new sound because I have it set, if you look in the options menu by pressing O.
Options panel. Early added. Late added. Hold. Jump to time after set. Show macro list. Advance alias letter when using section creator. Manually press period to play sounds. Manually press left.
That's actually not
late added. Early added.
That's a little bit weird. Ooh, what the hell? Is that supposed to happen? Maybe it is. It's supposed to have an option to where it will start a new macro when you turn auto macros off. By the way, auto macros, you can also use macros by just pressing M after each alias in case you don't want to add every single one to a macro, but it makes it much easier this way. So now that we've got a macro, let's actually show this off. So that's what has been recorded, and that's also a part of a macro. Now, if you want to repeat that, let's do that. I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to press V.
File viewer. All files. Level. Tutorial. Aliases. Macros.
Macros.
File viewer. BGT runtime error. Dialog. A runtime error occurs.
Oh.
Example. Element Maisie. Select.
That happens sometimes, I guess.
Create rest.
Hopefully my macro has been saved.
You have 0208LVS 02L.
Okay, let's see. Okay. So far. There we go. Let's try again.
File viewer, all levels with aliases and macros. File a 1, a 2, a 3.
There we go.
A 1, a 2, a 3.
So we have this macro. And I'm going to press space.
Set to current.
And that says set to current. The reason that I want to do that is because you can use the Q key now to put this macro anywhere you want, and that will automatically put that macro in along with the current time value that you have your cursor on. So, to do this, I'm going to move back to the beginning, and I'm going to press Q at a later point. Like this. Okay, so now to show off that macros don't actually save the contents of the macros, because it's not intelligent enough to do that, but they will be a part of the actual level when you play it back in Rhythm Rage, like this, because this is played back by the program. So it plays the macro sound now. So, you've gotten this macro done a few times, that this macro being the enter backspace, which really is just a hold. And now, let's make it a little more interesting. I'm going to do I'm going to make a new macro.
B0.
Now, it says B0 when I press the Y key, because the alias letters have now been advanced, because now it knows that I've made one macro so far, and when I relaunch the program, it detects what was the last done alias letter, and it advances the letter by one. So now it's on B. You can move all the way up to Z if you really want to by pressing D, which advances the letter, and R, which resets it to A if you mess up. But if you do mess up, then and you reset it, you may be at risk of overlapping, which is annoying. So we're at B, and I'm going to make a new macro, which is going to have... Let's see.
Press play.
I'm going to have
one aisle.
Aisle.
Assign one aisle. Press. One choose. Assign one choose. Hold. Assign menu move. Ends. Assign one band.
Okay, that's already a thing. So I'm going to make one going play, play, space, space, space. Or tab, tab, space, space, space. And I'm going to paste that many, many, many times. And you're going to see how I do that in just a minute. So let's go to the beginning and let's get ready. Let's actually move a little bit. Okay, let's make sure that aliases are on and auto macros are on. And let's move a little bit back so I can get ready. Okay.
In circumflex.
So, aliases are now off. And now if we look, I'm going to have to go to the beginning. So that's a little bit off, and it may go off really off beat. But I'm going to make it interesting, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to press left shift here, and I'm going to press right shift 2 beats later.
Section dialog 940, okay.
940.
Rest, pain.
And you can also do this manual by pressing Z if you want to. But what that did was set a section time or a selection time. And once we've got one of those set, I'm going to move. Let's see. I'm going to move.
Hi, hi. Hi, hi.
I'm going to move. Let's try this again. Right here. And I'm going to press S.
Type of section.
Type of section. And I could do many things, but what I'm looking to do now.
Macro.
Is to have macros. You can also do
play
press
macro
if you really want to. But I'm going to go for macros because we've just now made this macro and I want to use it.
Number of repeats 2 to 25. When?
And I'm going to do 4 of the same thing. No, let's do 8 of them.
Choose macro.
And
B1, B2, B3, B4, B5.
Let's do this macro, which we've just now made.
Got it.
I'm not exactly sure why it did that, but it just put those in. Now, let's see what this sounds like.
Hi! Hi!
So, let's review. The first thing that we did was just this, which was no macros, no aliases, no nothing. The next one was a macro that we made, but it really isn't that big of a thing. Although we later put it down by pressing the Q key multiple times, which is this macro. And then that is the same thing. Hey, enter backspace. But it's not showing. And then we've made this one.
Hey, hey.
And now, yeah, it's a little bit off. But not by much, actually. It actually worked out pretty well. So, we've got all those macros in, and they're already pasted. So, what else can you do? First of all, I'm going to save this, and I'm going to see what happens when you try to run it through Rhythm Rage. I'm just really curious to find out. So, let's press escape and see what happens.
Ooh, example, element name.
I'm going to copy
element
this
name, example
folder.
One.
And I'm going to put it
element name, RHRERRN
into
element changes TXT to parser HTML, patch not select, normal cursor, default pack, rhythm beat.
I was actually working on that
Varkaz's cursor,
a long
cursor.
Time ago, back before the rhythm, the level creator was made. So we have the
Pass
example
element.
Pack, and I'm going to change to it in the game itself.
Element
and
babies,
see
game
what happens.
Alpha masses into Tasa cursor, normal cursor, multiple patch dialog. There are multiple folders inside the patch folder. You can only work on one pack at a time. Okay, rest. Rhythm Rage 5.0.
Which one?
Welcome to level change. Sort download new packs. Sort change packs. Use the new retro world pack.
Oh, it doesn't like any of them. Okay. Let's move this out. Let's cut it out.
Element.
Put it into the root folder.
Game
so that it likes it.
Rhythm Rage 5.0. Welcome. Use the up level select.
So, now we're playing the another pack.
Level select menu,
because
available
there's
levels.
No, because there's no select sound.
Oh, test. Open. Test.
Open.
Open.
Really?
Test. Locate the diamond. Test.
So this is the level that we just made.
What do you want to play?
Let's see what happens.
Cancel play.
When I play, of course, this is going to be in debug mode, so I'm not actually pressing anything. But let's see what happens.
DGT runtime error. Dialog. A runtime error. Occur.
Oh.
Rest. RRN.
That's annoying.
Game X.
Let's
back.
Let's see what
element
cause default, that
example
may be.
Element Nazi, data not failed. F A I L I G E N E R I C dot failed.
is that
01LVL3 01 1 Madoc 5 01 4 40 1 Riot 1 Quick 1 Quintal 1 Bylock 02 LVL 13 40.
Let's open this and see if
AE Asshole Names.
Yeah, I do have to edit it, I guess. Unfortunately, I do.
Magnetis dialogue normal cursor. Land. Land.
Example
name. Magnetis dialogue. 02 test music volume minus 6 music name select level music jingle fail generic. Care. Name select level music. M. U. S. I. C. Space V. O. L. U. M. E. E. Dash. 6 space M. U. S. I. 6 space N. A. M. E. Equals S. E. L. E. C. T. Y. L. E. V. E. L. Y. M. S. I. C. Space. J. I. N. G. L. E. E. F. A. I. L. Line. G. E. N. E. R. I. C. Carriage return.
So that's not the problem.
Music debug mode seek 1. D. E. B. U. G. M. O. D. E. Space. S. E. E. K. Equal 1. Carriage return. Debug open. Play name 1 open.
Maybe doesn't like the word open. No, that's a comment.
Play name, P, action name 1, choose type, A, play name, action, play name, action, open, the 1, but open, slash, the 1, the 1, the 1, play name 1, play name 1, action name, action, section, B1, section begin, slash, B1, 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 section end, slash, land, land.
So it's not supposed to error out. I wonder why.
Marcos's game explorer.
Let's try to run it again.
Rhythm rage 5. Welcome, music level select. Test. What we play. BGT runtime error dialogue. A runtime error occurred. Bit function. Voice start left. String description. Index out of bounds. Would you like to copy the stack trace text to the clipboard? I can hold I. Demo then. I can hold the rest. RRN.
What is it?
Call stack size. For function. Voice start left. String function. Voice start game. Int function. Voice start function. Void main.
Okay. I don't understand. What is wrong? Let me quickly take a look at the format of the...
Select. Elf default, example pack, example 1 of Elf stop 01L 01 plus 446 08LV
08
Fasadis Add name to link Met Cruel Kings and Dying Men Debug mode Slash Slash D Music volume minus 9 name King Jingle King M U S R 6 V O L U M E E That not Spay N A M E E K I K I N G J I N G L E E K I N G J Carriage repeat Mute play name 1 day type P Play name, play, action, name, one, two, play, action, mac, pile, king, macros, slash. Pile, king, the 117,206. Pile,
king, the 118,
pile, Add name to zero to music debug mode music volume minus six music names.
Music name, maybe it doesn't like the word music in music name.
USR6VOLUMEE6USR6SN6AAEEQUAL.
Let's try this.
Example.
If it still doesn't like that, I'm like, oh, what's going on? And that kind of defeats the purpose of the whole thing.
Rhythm rate 5.0. More. Welcome to level select. Change level.
Let's see.
Level test. What do you want? Play. BGT runtime error. Dialogue. A runtime error occurs. Then press RRN.
That's weird. That is really weird. But I've shown you most of the things that you would use to actually make a level with this creator. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But now I'm going to quickly cover a few things that, that I haven't covered yet. I'm going to open a level. Doesn't matter what it
level.
Is.
0 to 0 L 0 to L.
But I'm just going to open this. So, I'm going to quickly go through some of these things. For example, first of all, I'm going to press W, for example. Macro mode. What this does is it doesn't write anything into the file. It only outputs aliases and macros. So if you use this in conjunction with auto macro, you can make things without actually writing them into the level.
Macro
mode. That's what that's used for.
Do not split macros. Split macros.
Oh yeah, that's the key. The split macro thing is done by pressing the E key. So if you press E and it says do not split macros, what that does is when you turn auto macros off, it doesn't create a new macro for you. It continues the same one unless you press N to force it to make a new one. If you have it on, it creates a new one for you whenever you finish with auto macro mode. As I said, M is to mark actions for a macro, and N is to create a new one. There's also C, which makes a comment. And also, the B key will make an achievement.
Aliases for achievement. B1, B2, B3, B1, B3, B4, B5.
So you can look at the achievement.
Inserted.
The
B4, B5.
You can look at the aliases that you want marked for the achievement, and then you press enter.
Name for achievement. Land.
And
name text for achievement. Wahoo. Did. Absolute. Nothing. Pain.
So that's how you write achievements. You can actually do that inside the creator. Let's see. Another thing, I'm going to quickly go over the options menu because I've briefly went over it, but I really didn't tell you what they were.
Options panel, early added.
So we have early and late. You can press enter to toggle these, or you can press any command keys to toggle them as well, like letters. Early and late for actions, they may not even need to exist. Sometimes they do, other times you don't need them.
Hold split comment added.
The way hold splits work, the reason why this exists is because if you wanted to play a sound while a hold is in progress, it would split the line in such a way that the ends part of it is after that play line that you've inserted. So there's a comment to let you know about that.
Jump to time after section.
Jump to time after section is on, and that's kind of self-explanatory. Once you've done a section, once you've made one, it will automatically put you there. If you disable this, it'll just leave you where you were.
Show macro list.
And show macro list or
use current macro.
Use current macro.
Show macro list.
Is for sections. If you wanted to use the current macro that you've selected with the that works with the Q key, for example, that you selected from the file viewer, that's what you want to do.
Advanced alias letter when using section creator.
And when you're using the section creator, it can also advance the letters for you if you want to.
Manually press period to play sounds.
There's also this one where if you move over sounds, it will automatically assign them or play them.
Manually press slash to select sounds.
So those are the options, and there's one more thing that I'm going to cover.
Information for 0 to LVL.
The information menu.
Track length 117,631 milliseconds. Alias is off.
Alias is off.
Auto macro's off.
Auto macro's off.
Macro mode off.
Macro mode off.
Lines at level 34.
Lines at level 34.
Alias is 8.
Alias is 8.
Macro's 2.
Macro's 2.
Seek 1.
Seek is 1.
Seek in level file 1.
Seek in level files 1.
Cursor 300.
Cursor is 300.
Section 0.
Section is not set.
Holding no.
And holding no.
Pause state paused.
Pause state paused.
Track length 100. Pause hold section 0.
So that's what that's used for. Just to check little bits of information. I've already talked about the help menu, and basically all it does is let you check your keys. And that is very useful, actually. So the very last thing that I'm going to cover is the tutorial creator. To access this, you press the 0 key.
Tutorial.
Which makes this music play. You can also turn this off. Or mute it, which I'm going to do because it's annoying. And really, the tutorial creator was not designed for you to actually make tutorials. As of right now, it's not completely finished. All it does right now is let you insert little lines of text. For example, I'm going to go into the help menu and show you.
Learn tutorial keys. Press any key that you're expecting.
So there's the arrow keys. In this case, the up arrow
text line.
Is text line, which is just a piece of text that plays. The left arrow
wait line.
Is a wait, which allows it to wait for a certain amount of milliseconds when playing a sound. The down arrow
say line.
Is to say something in conjunction with music.
Play line.
And to play a sound in conjunction with music as well. That is the down and right arrows. Now these insert either, it'll ask you what to insert every time. It's not smart enough to know if it's a number or a letter right now, but yeah. But you can also press F, B, and J.
Toggle default wait, toggle default J, toggle default play.
To toggle between if it's going to use something that's marked as default, or if it's going to ask you every time. And to change the default, it's tab, space, and enter.
Set default wait, set default say, set default play.
So you ideally would set one of these defaults, and if you wanted to say the word space every time, you would just press down arrow as many times as you wanted. Unfortunately, the music doesn't work. I mean, you can press backspace and that will
start or stop music segment.
Start or stop music segment. In which case, the stop actually sets a command to fade instead. But it doesn't actually work with the timing. So in this case, you have to put the timings in yourself manually when you're doing this. One last key of note is the I key.
Enable interactive.
Which enables interactive.
Interactive. Disable interactive. Tutorial.
And if you're in interactive mode, it'll disable the interactive mode. The interactive mode isn't coded in yet. It doesn't work, but it does do something.
Help.
So I'm going to quickly show you that. I'm going to put in a bunch of things. I'm going to quickly make a default.
Default wait. Default say. Default play.
I just toggle those all on, and I'm going to make...
Default. Default say. Land. Pain. Space to play. Enter to select. Default sound.
So, we've gotten that. And now I'm going to just press the arrows a bunch.
Hey, one bad. Hey, one bad.
So that puts them all in. So now if we look at the tutorial file,
file viewer.
In the file viewer,
add some macros, alias to level tutorial file viewer.
You can see.
Later, say a play one bad. Later, say a play one bad. Play one bad.
So that's what that is for. That would be really, really weird if that was the way the tutorial would work. But this is just for demo purposes anyway. And, of course, you can also type in text by pressing up arrow.
Text, land. Pain.
And now, this is what happens when you press backspace.
Music select level music minus 6.
So it uses the volume of the music that you have put in with your actual level. And it uses the default music name as well. And if you press backspace, now it will
fade.
And one last thing is what happens when you press I.
Enable interactive.
Enable interactive. Here there really isn't anything that you can do.
Interactive end.
Unless you press I again and it says interactive end. Let's check the level file.
File viewer. Add macro aliases tutorial.
Tutorial file. I mean.
File view. Wait a save. Wait a save. Wait one bad.
Also you can press left and right to go to the beginning and the end of the file.
Text nodge.
Text nodge.
Music select level music minus 6. Fade.
Then we have the music and the volume and fade. As the next item, and this is what happens when you press I. This is what it inserts.
Interactive select level music minus 6, starting time, ending time, number of actions.
Starting time, ending time, number of actions. It doesn't work right now, but it will later.
Interactive end.
And interactive end. So, that is what the tutorial creator does right now. It doesn't really do that much, but it does serve as a little bit of a shortcut if you really don't want to type stuff like play, say, wait, or text, or perhaps interactive, or whatever you would want to type out, or you would need to type out. So that's how the Rhythm Rage Level Creator version 6 works, and I hope that I have covered most things that you can use this with. Hopefully, this will actually work with the real level in Rhythm Rage, because I really don't know why it didn't work that time. But, I've been a beta tester of this project for a few months now, and I've seen it go through many iterations, and it's quite amazing on what has been added. The custom sounds and the tutorial creator were the last thing that was added, and before that, you had to do a lot of things. You actually had to go into the level file and edit it, first of all, to make your sounds work. And second of all, before the section creator was made, you really had to painstakingly do everything yourself to make your macros fit exactly right and everything. And it has come a really long way. And I am very excited to see what will come of this. I myself will be making a pack for Rhythm Rage as soon as this is finalized. And once we actually find out what the knowledge is wrong with making levels. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed my overview of the Rhythm Rage level creator. And I'll see you later.
Unsafe, brought Goldway by Contra Goldway.